Hi everyone, I'm Pavi, the founder of this movement called Gromance, and I'm so happy to have you here. If you're anything like me, you are also passionate about holistic health, spirituality, and technology. I coined this term Gromance for this passion, this love of falling in love with your ever-evolving self. It means you experience self-love and compassion at every step of your growth journey. You approach life with absolute passion and purpose and be that infinite learner. Welcome to my space, and I hope you stay a while and explore. I release solo episodes every week on Monday, sharing my journey and learnings, and occasionally bringing in experts to have conversation about their journey of Gromance. Hi everyone, I'm Pavi, the founder of this movement called Gromance. I'm passionate about holistic health, spirituality, and technology, and I absolutely love speaking at events and blogging about these topics. I'm originally from Chennai, India, and currently live in Seattle, Washington. I work as a product manager at Amazon, and I lead product development for Amazon's grocery operations. My hobbies are reading spirituality and personal development books, doing yoga and meditation, exercising, especially dancing, and being outdoors, either hiking or taking a stroll at the park. I was born into a family of engineers, so I had naturally that inclination and curiosity towards technology. My dad got me a computer when I was 6 years old, and I was mind blown when I saw that what I typed on the keyboard came up on the screen, and the whole graphics user interface of the computer was just unbelievable. I was very curious to learn how all of this worked, and I loved figuring out gadgets. I started building games and simple programs when I was 13. So naturally, my life was set to become an engineer. I've been a curious learner all my life. I was never afraid of asking questions. Education was the most important value in my family. My parents were extremely hardworking and always pushed me to dream big and perform well academically. I performed really well at school and had won a lot of accolades for academic excellence and have been recognized in newspapers and also was rewarded for my performance at the state level. I did my bachelor's in information technology in one of the most prestigious engineering colleges in India. And surprisingly, I just couldn't see myself as an engineer. I still loved technology and was curious about it, but I wanted to be a facilitator of technology rather than a builder. Who knew, right? Our passion and interests definitely change over time. During my undergrad, I got an opportunity to do an internship abroad in Germany. Working abroad was a life-changing experience for me because I've never lived alone before in a foreign place. I loved the exposure, the uncertainty, and the growth, and that pushed me to go abroad for my higher education. I'd suggest anyone to do a study or internship abroad, and it's really different and could be life-changing. I applied for a master's program in the US and I joined Kelly School of Business, Indiana University, because I knew it had a great reputation with the big four tech consulting firms. And I was interested in working for them because I'd be exposed to different business problems and technologies of Fortune 500 companies. Throughout my journey in the US, I was building resilience and empathy. I got scholarships for academic excellence, but I still worked 3 jobs on the campus to manage my living expenses. I take that as a big win, and I'm proud of that. After some rejections at the job interviews during the first year of college, I worked even harder and I got that dream job at Ernst & Young as a tech consultant 8 months before graduation. I worked on tech strategy, business operations, and emerging technologies such as artificial intelligence, cloud, robotic process automation. And I served Fortune 500 clients across different industries. Because I was very curious about startup culture, I stumbled upon this opportunity to work for a Silicon Valley startup called Sonder. Sometimes you just have to keep an open mind, stay curious, and be engaged in your community, and opportunities will come by, trust me. I'd suggest anyone else to be there and get that startup experience in some point in your career. At the startup, I work with almost all parts of the business and with senior executives and leadership, and that was my first time working with the product team. I really enjoyed doing product management type of work. Product management is very interesting. It's a blend of design, business, technology, and data, and I enjoyed that breadth and working with different teams across the organization. I saw that PMs have a great influence on the tech that is getting built and defining that vision. I love that aspect of problem solving, teamwork, leadership, and endless learning. When working in the startup, I felt I needed a little bit more structure and wanted to learn more about product management at a larger scale. So I decided to transition to product at a bigger company. I'm always intrigued by the startup culture. Although Amazon is a big company, it's known for its startup culture. So I felt that it'd be a great fit. My work at Amazon is exciting, challenging, and I thrive at this fast pace, fail fast, and strong bias for action culture. Throughout my journey, I've also faced a lot of culture and gender stereotyping that pushed me to rise above that and also support other women struggling with similar limiting beliefs. I've worked and volunteered at different nonprofit organizations like Advancing Women in Tech, Women in Product, Girls in Tech to empower women and participated in a lot of Women in Tech conferences. Something that significantly contributed to who I am today is my curiosity and the urge to learn and grow. I always ask myself, can I do something better? Can I learn something more? Can I implement new tools? Can my life get better than this? And I am not satisfied with the status quo. Although I'm grateful for the life I have, in fact, I start my day with gratitude. I believe I'm an infinite learner and I always push myself to become better than who I was yesterday. And that is what growth is all about. And growth opens doors to new possibilities that you never imagined at the first place. So what is Growmance and why I started it? I felt that if I get a job in Silicon Valley, I'll be happy. If I make this salary figure, I'll be happy. If I work in a fan company, I'll be happy. But even after all of this happened, I still felt something was missing. I missed that sense of fulfillment. There were definitely moments of joy and celebration, but I couldn't sustain it. I came to realize I was looking to fix external circumstances, and I failed to look within and fix myself, my thoughts, my emotions, and my feelings. It's human nature to want more, no matter where you are in your life. We do not like boundaries and we want to expand infinitely. There is something within us wanting to be limitless and not fully satisfied with what we have. But I realized that this process of growth, this growth journey, brings so much stress and anxiety and fear, not allowing us to enjoy our growth journey and experience the love and beauty of life. So I started asking myself, why am I here? It's such a powerful question, and I'd suggest everyone to ask yourself, why am I here? I wrote down different answers as I kept asking myself, why am I here? And I came to realize the purpose of my existence is happiness. To experience love, peace, joy, and be happy. And that is why I'm doing everything I do, to be happy. So after some reflection, I realized I first need to fix my body. I was overweight and felt lethargic and couldn't do all the things I wanted to do. So I set on a mission to become fitter. I lost 30 pounds last year, and I couldn't do this before, even though I always wanted to be fit. because I did not have that sense of strong purpose and passion. I also realized that stress played a major role and I needed to fix my lifestyle as well. I understood that mental health is equally important as physical health. Through inspiration from one of my closest friends, I started meditation and yoga. Initially, it was hard incorporating slow movements and just being with myself meditating. But over months of practice and not giving up, I made it a habit and now it's part of my morning routine and I absolutely love meditation. And I could visibly see the differences in my life and in my energy levels. And I never thought I'd be someone who would like meditation. As I started speaking to more people about my journey, I realized I'm not alone. More people started reaching out to me, asking me about my transformation and if I had some tips to share. That's why I started Gromance, a space to share my journey and learnings and build a community. I coined the term Gromance for this passion for growth and enjoying your growth journey as you're transforming yourself. Gromance means falling in love with your ever-evolving self. You experience self-love and compassion at every step of your growth journey. You approach life with absolute passion and purpose and be that infinite learner. I was able to navigate from feeling lost to living a life of absolute passion and purpose. There is still a long way to go and I'm still learning and exploring. So, are you feeling lost? Feeling that there is something missing in your life? Do you want to transform yourself to live a fulfilling life? Are you ready to embark on your Gromance journey? Come join me. Subscribe to this Gromance podcast on Apple, Google, and Spotify. It's available on all podcast platforms. Go follow me on Instagram. You can find me at Gromance with Pavi. I will release solo episodes every week on Monday, sharing my journey and learnings, and occasionally bringing in guests to have conversations about their journey of Gromance. There are a lot more exciting things coming, so stay tuned and thank you all so much for listening and being here.